As I've gotten older and I've seen the ways of my young Miles boy and the wax and wane of the thing called the autism spectrum, I realized this. There's no amount of wood I can knock on after hearing that he's done good for a period of time and lauded him and talked about how I want to up the ante and do some more. Each time it seems like the snake turns around and bites his own tail. For instance, the other day his kindergarten teacher, which he's in for a brief amount of time, comes out of a room to tell me he's doing wonderful, following directions, kids love him, staying in line, listening, attentive, studious, all of those wonderful things that you get with the bright, sparkling meanings of a kid doing good in school. 2 days later, I get an email that he's cut a girl's hair in class. She was traumatized, yet you couldn't really tell that much was cut, but it was still the act was done. And it's each time I hesitate when someone says how well something is going or good it's been going, that I bite my tongue and smile. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. Too many cats out of the bag means too many lives, and the 9 lives are getting swallowed up. I want to keep as many lives behind as I can for little Miles boy. It's not that I don't have faith in the process. It's that I don't have faith in the uncertainty of the spoken words that come out that nix the energy that's floating around us like little bubbles of hope that I don't want to pop anymore. So the next time you want to say something, just think about it. I'll think about it too. Together we can exchange little comic strip cartoon bubbles above our heads. Just have a little Sunday comic strip. Always smile and wonder and hope the spectrum eventually in its own way starts fading away.